Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, look who's on the line, our old friend John Williams. John, King John, it's been a long time, my friend, and up to date down there in Chicago. What's been going on? What's the latest? What's the skinny, my man?
Well, number one, we're all just looking forward to playing the Vikings because they seem beatable. And number two, we're recovering from the Jussie Smollett story.
The Jussie Smollett story. Tell me how that has occupied that city. It has been a while now since the start of it, since it happened, and now the verdict comes in. How much had you been talking about it on your shows and the people of Chicago? How much had it consumed?
You know,
too much?
I mean, it's such a ridiculous story, right? For one thing, it was three years ago. Almost. I mean, in January, it'll be 3 years ago that at 2 a.m. near a Subway sandwich shop downtown Chicago when the temperature was 20 degrees below zero, Jussie Smollett goes out for a walk to get a sandwich. Okay. And then some guys in MAGA hats come up and beat him up and put a noose around his neck and throw bleach on him. That's his version of the story. But at the end of the day, he's charged with disorderly conduct for lying to police about this hate crime. That's all. I mean, you would think that something that's this protracted would be some grave crime, but all they've got on him is 6 counts. He was convicted of 5 of disorderly conduct. So he's almost certainly not going to go to jail. And the city was just wrapped up in this thing, but we all knew it was ridiculous. We just couldn't look away, you know?
And, I mean, who knows why people do certain things, but have we ever gotten to the bottom why this young man decided to do this?
You cut out there a little bit. Did you ask, did we ever get to the bottom of why he concocted this?
Yeah, I mean, what was the motivation in doing such a thing at the time?
I don't know. Maybe we should have another 3-year trial, Adam, and try and figure that out. I It goes something like this, though, that a letter was sent to the show Empire that he was on at the time, a rising star, I think, in his last year on it. He made $2 million. And it was a threatening letter. Now, maybe Jussie sent that letter himself. Maybe somebody sent a letter. But he was upset that the producers of the show did not take his security seriously enough. And so maybe to prove that he was really under some sort of threat, he staged this hate crime against himself so as to, I don't know, fill in the blanks, you know, prove his point or garner some sympathy. And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't think anybody does. And it's almost beside the point, right? The point is, whatever his motivation was, as far as the case was concerned, did it really happen, or was it a, it really did happen, but was it a genuine attack, or was it a staged attack? Were they pulling their punches at his direction, you know?
On another topic here, it's been a while since you've worked steadily in Minneapolis, and you have a unique position when you host a talk show, whatever city you're in. And here in Minneapolis, the pandemic combined with the killing of George Floyd and the aftermath of that has made this city, Minneapolis, feel like a very different town than it was 4 years ago. And the hope is that that feeling of a vibrant, great Minneapolis will return. I'm curious as to how Chicago has managed over the last 2 years during the pandemic, when all this uncertainty, people suddenly leaving the office, making things feel very different in major downtowns. Have you noticed that too? Is it been a different feeling in that city? And is there a feeling that it might be returning to normal if in fact it did change?
But that's such an interesting question, Adam, because you could just take Minneapolis out of that, and I could be asking you that question from the Chicago perspective. It's been different, and we've had carjackings, and we've had crime, and people are very, very frightened of coming downtown Chicago. That's just an ongoing conversation between the pandemic, when everybody went home, and they still don't come back downtown to work now. Between that and the carjackings, that's just terrifying people in Chicago or in the suburbs who are afraid to come into the city now, or in Minneapolis who are afraid to come to Chicago. Yep. And as much as, you know, we've been sort of distracted by the Jussie Smollett story, that, what you just asked, is the story in Chicago.
It's the same here. Carjacking, suddenly it's a very...
I'm sorry to hear that, because I think we look at Minneapolis and go, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we were a smaller city or one less plagued by the crime, or at least the perception of the crime, but you guys are going through it too, huh?
Absolutely. Carjackings are way up, crimes of opportunity, and that perception that Minneapolis is a dangerous place is very real, and the number of homicides, we're approaching a record number of homicides.
Well, if it's any consolation, we're going through it. We're having the same angst and anxiety here. And, you know, it's... I work downtown, and I work downtown every day for the last 2 years. I have not worked from home until just recently, a couple of times, and unrelated to that. But anyway, I'm this champion of come downtown, be part of the city. It's beautiful. The shops are there, all that stuff. And then at the same breath, you know, we talk about another carjacking. And so it's hard to reconcile the two. I still think if you do the math, and this is probably true in Minneapolis, it's still a safe place to be, but damn, something's going on there.
100% right. We've done the same shows day after day talking about the same thing, where the perception that people who are rarely come to the cities, the perception that they have that it's a dangerous place, it's hard to make that argument that it's not the case when you see some of the stories and the trends that happen there. Last note, let's leave it on something uplifting, or at least we can share in this. We both have enjoyable football teams to watch this year.
Enjoyable? I'm sorry, you cut out again there. Did you say enjoyable?
Man, if you're,
I actually heard that game on the radio yesterday. I didn't see it, but the last quarter, the national radio announcer for the Vikings game last night just could not believe what he was seeing, and he kept saying, "This will be the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL." And you guys just got by the skin of your teeth. Wait till you play the Bears. We're a really fun team to play.
Oh yeah. Well, we said the same when we played the Lions last on Sunday too. That would have been quite a four game streak there to lose both those games. But I honestly, if you like entertaining football games, they should give last night's broadcast an Emmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, John, good to hear your voice. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always love to hear it.
I got the call from Jimmy Erickson. Said, "Hey, will you join Adam?" And I said, 100%. Call me anytime, my friend.
Thanks, King John. Miss you up here.
See you.
John Williams down there in Chicago. Boy, how about that? How about his description of how things are in Chicago? Sound familiar? Sounded very, very familiar. 828, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.